The Divine Mercy Promise is far more powerful than any indulgence out there ever. I want to use some of my own words as well as the words of Father Chris Ehlert. The Divine Mercy Promise is not an indulgence. It is not an indulgence. An indulgence has at least 5 requirements. I'm not going to go through all of them here, but one of them being a complete detachment from all sin, venial or mortal. I heard from someone recently that there was about 1,200 people trying to obtain a plenary indulgence, and the Lord revealed to someone only 2 of them obtained it. That should be typical. A plenary indulgence is like obtaining a full scholarship. How many of you out there got a full scholarship to go to college? Incredibly difficult to obtain. So you have to have that. You have to have prayers for the Pope. You have to do a particular action. There's all these things. You have to have gone to Mass that day. You have to have gone to confession within 2 to 3 weeks. Those are, I think, roughly, if I'm counting, the 5 or so requirements to obtain a plenary indulgence. The Divine Mercy Promise, I believe Father Chris Ehlert called it the exceptional promise, does not have those rules apply to it. It is completely different, significantly easier, and yet it gives so much more. Jesus only mentions in paragraph 699 of the Diary of Divine Mercy, I'm having this memorized because I'm talking about this so much, 2 requirements, having gone to confession, which of course requires that you're actually sorry, that you want to repent, that you don't want to do the sins anymore. So you have to be sorry. So it's just the regular requirements of having gone to confession. I'm going to go actually this afternoon, and to receive communion on the vigil of, so for me, that would be this evening, or on Divine Mercy Sunday to obtain complete forgiveness of sin and punishment. As others have stated, it's like a renewal of the baptismal grace. This morning, I was reflecting on, man, how I would wish to return to that original purity, like the Garden of Eden, where your heart is tender, where your heart is exactly as God wants it to be. And that's the grace that baptism gives us. It's like a return to the Garden of Eden. And this promise gives us that. Prior to this, there had never been anything like this. People and saints would have to work through and suffer so much to return to something like that. This grants us this grace. Then, of course, afterwards, Jesus invites us to live out the Divine Mercy message. There's a great acronym for it, I believe, FINCH, which is the feast, the image, the novena, the chaplet, and the hour of Divine Mercy, as well as deeds of mercy towards others. So that's part of living out that holiness. But this promise does not even require that. My friends, I beg you, go and be my echo. Tell others about this promise, especially those that you know are not going to be going to Mass this Sunday. Tell them about this promise. If this video has helped you in any way, please like and subscribe and support through Buy Me a Coffee. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.